fulfillment, and a life that feels deeply aligned. So why does it sometimes feel like success comes at the cost of your health, joy, or precious time with those you love? What if you could step out of the cycle of stress and overwhelm and into clarity, ease, and lasting success? Intuitive business strategist Ranchelle Van Bryce helps you uncover the patterns holding you back, align your vision with your actions, and build the purpose-driven life and business you've always dreamed of without sacrificing what matters most.
Welcome back. Welcome to this week's show. I was going to say today's show. Oh my goodness. Could you imagine if I was here every day? Oh, wow. So welcome to this week's show. My name is Ranchelle Van Bryce, and the show is Ignite Your Success with Ranchelle. I am excited to be here with you. I spent a few minutes before we started just kind of grounding myself. I almost had the Freudian slip of grinding myself. No, I wasn't grinding myself. I was grounding myself. For me, the energy in the last, in complete transparency, the energy the last 3 months has been kind of frantic for me. And I have moments of complete clarity, and a lot of moments of complete clarity, and a lot of moments of this inner stirring that I would have called chaos before. I no longer would label it chaos, but it's certainly a churning, and my inner desires and my deepest desires, the things that I, you know, hid for so long and set aside for long, are really coming out and wanting to be created, wanting to be birthed, as my girlfriend says it. And so, but I find that the energy that I'm in is a lot different than I normally am in. And so it seemed rather appropriate for this week's show when I chose the title, or shall I say the title chose me, of when the life you built starts to feel foreign, because that can happen for a couple reasons. And I'm really going to share some insight about when this happens to you. There's multiple possibilities. If you've been around me before, you know that I don't speak in black and white very often. I speak in isnesses and ishes, for the very reason that I don't believe that any single person has all of the answers other than you. You have the answers that you need within you. You, for whatever reason, may not be accessing it. And, you know, what I'm really noticing is a huge desire for people to wanting a deeper connection to their sovereign self, wanting a deeper connection to their intuition. Some might even say wanting a deeper connection to source, to God, to Allah, Buddha, whatever that is for you, your higher power, and a sense that there is a slight, somewhat disconnect from that. And so I think this is really the reason why this whole concept of the life you've built starts to feel foreign. And this has happened to me on many occasions. And this is why I want to talk to you about it, because I used to feel that when things started to feel foreign to me, or feel off to me, or feel like that churning chaos that I was talking about earlier, that there was something wrong with my environment, wrong with me, that I needed to look to fix things, or to align myself, or to vibe at the right vibe, you know, jump into the vortex. There's so much language around this. And what really started to come to me this last month was the different times that things have felt foreign to me. It was because there was a message for me, that there was a stirring within me, and this is where the foreign feeling came from. The first time this happened to me, there's a lot of times in high school and university, but, you know, from a business perspective, the very first time this happened to me was the time that when I realized we had just hit our first seven figures in the business that I had, which was Curves Franchises. I was in partnership with my parents. My mom was the bookkeeper, and she phoned me to let me know that we had hit our first million in sales. And I was super excited. We knew that it was coming because we actually did and I was always really surprised when people don't do this. So we did a financial report every month. So we ran a complete forensic report every single month. And so at the end of every month, I knew exactly what our business was doing. We did a P&L statement, a profit and loss statement, but also we also did bank statements and revenue statements, and there's like more formal language around it. But so we knew at all times where our company was going, what direction it was heading. Were we in an increase, you know, in sales, or an increase in margins? Like what was happening with our investments and our expenses and everything? And so, kind of side note, little bit here is, regardless of how big your company is, it's important that you know where and when your money is coming in and where and when your money is coming out. It should never be a surprise to you that there's a bill coming in for your business and that you may or may not have the funds to pay for it. And that will happen to people at different times where there's a, you know, an invoice that's due and not necessarily enough revenue in that moment of time. I definitely have been in a life where there wasn't enough money at the end of the month even to pay what was costing my business or my lifestyle. So I will not pretend that that hasn't happened, but it was never a surprise. I always knew it was like, oh shit, this is going on. So the first time that I felt this, like this life that I was starting to build really start to feel foreign was when we hit our first $1 million in sales. Grabbed the champagne. Yes, it was mid-afternoon. No judgment, right? Cha-ching to my mom, who is on the other side of the phone, who also had a bottle of champagne, and celebrated, and then had this huge deflating moment where I realized that the thing that I had been working so hard for, and at that time I worked hard, it was hard, I worked hard, that it was not the feeling of elation, of success, of prosperity that I thought I would feel. And within moments, I'm the ugly crying in my bathtub, and trying to figure out, and it was really a head thing at that time, you know, quote unquote, trying to figure out what was wrong with me, because that's where I was at. What's wrong with me? We just had $1 million in sales and I'm bawling because my life isn't what I thought it was going to be. So that was the first time. Other times that I have felt this, and I'll give you the most recent one, is in the last 6 months where my life was starting to feel a bit foreign. And so part of what's happening with that is the gratitude. So I have tons of gratitude for where my business is at. And I've been through so many transformations this year. My business has been through transformation because I have personally transformed. I am working with a new coach. I'm looking at things much differently. I'm seeing the lies of the personal self-development world and how it actually can keep us stuck. I'm looking at creative structure versus manifesting. I'm diving into books that I'd never heard of, and I've been reading. I'm an avid reader. I try to read at least one book a month, and I've been doing that, I don't know, since I was 30. So for me, this whole transformation, so my life is starting to feel foreign, or was at the time that this particular podcast show episode came through me, because I was feeling this foreignness within me. And for me, as a reflector in human design, and as someone who's in my prosperity sequence, I have something called, so in the pearl sequence, I have something called a peace. So part of how I create prosperity is to create peace for myself and for the people that work with me. And can you imagine seeking peace in a time where your business and life starts to feel foreign? And so that was, so for me, it was, oh, this is an interesting point that I'm feeling this foreignness in the way that I'm showing up. I'm thinking differently. It's the result of my creative process and the focus of and direction of my creativity is way different. Then everything started to feel foreign. And so then seeking peace and knowing that's how I'm meant to create prosperity, but that I stopped seeking peace and just let things come to me. So one was, although I used the word seeking, one was almost a chasing energy, an achievement-oriented energy. And this, once I recognized the foreign feelings in my body and my life, and I allowed it to feel foreign, I would always use the word off, and I stopped seeking a resolution, but sat in the midst, in the piles of my poo, and asked Source, my intuition, my connection to Source, my higher power, to guide me and show me what I was meant to see so that I didn't have to seek peace, but I could be peace. And I know that I'm not alone. You know, my clients feel this same way. There's so many high-level entrepreneurs. I have worked with both men and women, but I will speak directly to the entrepreneurial women who are listening to the show of when you're feeling this way, I don't know about you, but I start to question, like, holy shit, you know, what do I want? I had that when I had the curves. Oh my goodness, we reached seven figures. Why am I not elated? What do I actually want? And I felt like now I can look back and go, oh, I was totally in an identity crisis because I thought the thing that I was searching for, that I was seeking, that I was chasing, that I was running after, which was financial success, would make me feel a certain way. And then, of course, it didn't. And so now in this other example, remember I shared with you, I was going to share two different ways. This other example is knowing there's this churning, and this churning that I thought was chaos because it doesn't feel correct, it feels off, is nothing wrong with me. There's nothing for me to fix, to heal, to align. The churning is a desire that I've never had, a desire that is not entwined with my identity. There is no identity attached to how I can create. So what do I mean by that? In the world of personal development, I have been told and followed and shared with people that if you want X, sometimes Y needs to happen first. So if you want peace, you need to be peace. If you want love, you need to be love. If you want success, like financial success, then you need to have a better relationship with money, or an understanding, or be more respectful, or, you know, try to work through or bust through your limiting beliefs around money. And this coach of mine has shown me the lie around that, that one has nothing to do with the other, that I can be negative, I can be all of the things in my shadow self and still create. And I'm sure that you know people, when you look at them and you think, how the ever-loving, insert F word, are you where you're at? And when I look at where I'm at, I've not had the same, and I'm going to just talk about financial success, as this person. I'm sure that you know somebody in your life who you think, how could that person be in charge of my country? And so if the whole way that we thought around positiveness and high vibes and self-love and self-esteem and self-confidence, if that were true, we would not have the people leading our countries the way that some of them are, or those people in it. I know. Mic drop moment. So that created, and something else could be for your aha moment. This is just my aha moment I'm sharing with you. And that created the strongest desire for me to create differently in this new structure. And that created a sense of foreignness in my body, in my life. Because everything I looked at, I started to see it through a new lens. And that feels a little unsettling. And my life started to feel a little bit foreign. So that's what I'm talking about. Two separate incidences that I can share with you, two different mindsets, two different aha moments. So we're going to pause here as I've kind of left you in this mic drop, hopefully suspenseful moment. And we're going to go to our commercial break. We'll be right back.
Success isn't about working harder or following someone else's path. It's about aligning with who you are and the life you're meant to create. What if you stopped chasing success and started living it? What if you could transform your approach to life and business by stepping into your unique vision and potential? Join intuitive business strategist Ranchelle Van Bryce on Ignite Your Success as she shares powerful tools and insights to help you design a life and business that feel authentically aligned. Catch the show on Wednesdays on Inspired Choices Network at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Mountain, and 2 p.m. Pacific. How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
Welcome back to Ignite Your Success with Ranchelle. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to rvb@igniteyoursuccess.ca.
Welcome back, everyone. So before we went to break, I talked about two different personal experiences that I have had where there's been a churning, a sense of feeling foreign, two completely different experiences. One, when I was seeking resolution outside of myself, came to the conclusion that everything that I was searching for was within me. And the reason why I was feeling so foreign and unhappy was this seeking outside validation, seeking love outside of myself, seeking value and worthiness and a hustle, as in a huge hustle mode. The second one I shared with you was a recent experience where I had this like amazing new way of looking at things, and it's created, you know, uncertainty in my life because the way that I was looking at things, it was asking me to change. This created a churning, a deep desire for me. And then I also started to feel this foreignness in my life and my body. And so the outcome is also internal like settling into my sovereignty and once again being reminded that nothing is outside of me and everything is within me. And I have access to my creative genius just like you do at any point in time. Other, I think, lies that we're told is if we don't have clarity or if we're unclear, that before we can move into alignment or before we can achieve what we want, we have to be in alignment and we have to have clarity. And that's not true. If you're confused, it doesn't mean that you've made a mistake. It doesn't mean you're out of alignment. It just means that the confusion is an opportunity just to sit and ask, you know, what would I love? Right. So what would I love and what's my current reality? And then what are the steps from what I, where my current reality is into my, but what I love, because we don't have a wrong turn, right? We don't, the other thing is we've been told, like, if it, something no longer feels good, you're out of alignment, it must be broken. And I'm going to say that's not true. If it doesn't feel good, so there's certainly a message here for you, but it doesn't mean that there is a misalignment or broken or, you know, a new way. It's just a signal for you, like, hey, what's going on? So the truth really becomes confusion's a sign that you've outgrown the life that you've once fit. And not because it was wrong, but you've, because you've evolved. It's actually not confusion. It's a transition. It's an evolution. And it would be the, I'm going to use air quotes here, the cost of becoming someone new. And even that now, becoming someone closer to the truth of who you are, tapping into your true creative genius, right? So there's so many, you know, high level individuals who are sitting inside businesses and brands and identities that once fit, that were built in a season of proving, like I was at Curves, of surviving, of reaching, and were healed. Not that we were ever broken, but we start to see the connection of to ourselves, and it feels like a healing. We start to integrate rather than just having knowledge. We start to integrate, to apply, to embody the information. And so we start to show up differently. We become more fluent in truth, but we're still speaking the language of hustle. You know, I was sharing with earlier today that, you know, I've been behaving like a generator in human design, which is like that hustle, go, 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 go. And I'm a reflector and I'm meant to have a lot more ease and flow. But it wasn't a mistake. Meaning I was aware when I started what was happening. It's just gone longer than I intended. And it was because I thought myself, I can very easily get into this do, 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 do hustle energy. When I pause, you know, in my human design, and I reflect, and I like come into my body, this is what I'm doing again with you right now, is this sense of, okay, just, it's okay to slow down. It's okay to pause. Now, for some of you, like if you're in pause mode and you're a generator, you're meant to like go, 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 go. But if you're burnt out as a generator, it's not because you were hustling in the sense of you were busy, but you were hustling in order to prove your worth and your value. Right? If you're a projector, you're meant to have more ease and flow as well. Right? So how do we recognize, right, when we're transitioning, when we're in this transformation? The first thing to ask yourself is, where are you feeling this incongruent energy? Right? Like when I'm in incongruence, like my head starts to feel like it's going to explode because I'm in my head. I'm task focused, task oriented, checklist, right? Templated to the nth degree. My body sends me signals because my head starts to feel like it's going to explode or sometimes implode. So I just get back into my body and I just do simple things like breathe, you know, I do deep belly breaths. I start to ground myself into my body. This, for me, this creative reflection, I think we all have access to it. You don't have to be a reflector to receive this, is to really start to ponder, ask different questions. So like what parts of your life, for example, or business feel strangely distant right now? Like what parts of your life or business feel strangely distant right now? What parts of yourself are you still performing a version of yourself that no longer exists? Like I can hustle, right, without the grind. So I can, you know, be clear, be direct, have a full calendar, but not too long, because that's an older version of myself. That push energy is no longer a part of it, but I can easily access it because I have my limiting beliefs around things like that. So can you just settle into your body? And it might even be you answering like, I don't know what I want, but I know it's not this. I don't know what I want, but I know it's not this. And that's not weakness. That's not confusion, as we've been told. That's the truth. I don't know what I want, but I know it's not this. So then what would I love? And so that's the piece. What would I love? I know it's not this. So what would I love? And we start to tap into what we would love. And then, I mean, brain science, whether we talk universal laws or brain science, simply states that once you make a decision of what you would love, the universe starts to have it happen for you. The universe conspires with you, right? From a metaphysics perspective, right? Thoughts, the form starts to happen, right? And the form that starts to happen, your RAS, your reticular activating system in your brain starts to recognize, ooh, this is the thing that I've been calling out for because I spoke my truth of what do I want. Not what you think is possible, not what you think you deserve or what you think you might happen. No smart goals happening here. But what would you love simply because you want it? Simply because you want to have it. Ooh, simply because you want to be it. And not get caught up in the language of, oh, we don't want to want, we want desire. And letting go of some of those old paradigms of not attaching so much meaning to the word, but being aware what you might mean behind the word. And that's where the work is, right? That's where the work is. It's like, here's the thing that I desire. I feel it in my body. And so then what's next? Because really, if you look at your life right now, you've built this life that you have right now. Congratulations. In this business, if you're in business, congratulations. This is your current version of success or not. And so, or not, if it's or not, then what's the gap? What's the gap? Have you outgrown the version of success? Do you feel like you never even manifested or created a version of success that you've been satisfied with? And we want to move from a sense of, I don't have this, the sense of urgency, the sense of proving energy, by simply tapping in and tuning into what would I love and what is my current reality. And then you just access, source your intuition, you can call it your genius, your connection to the universe, and like, what's my next step? I see the gap. Right? I see the gap. What's my next step? And then you take the step, you take the action, and you might need tons of courage to take the action. You may need to really center yourself in the ability to do something that you have never done before, or dive into, why do I feel this way about marketing or sales? What story am I telling myself? But if you're listening to the show here today, you're sensing a shift. Question the next move, you might be feeling out of place. And I want you to know you're not alone. You're not at a place. You're exactly where you're meant to be. Let's connect. You can easily find me. I'm Googleable. And I'd love to connect with you. Have an amazing day.
Thank you for listening to Ignite Your Success with Ranchelle. Ranchelle returns Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Mountain, 2 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, be big, be bold, be brilliant, be you.